Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to another Garden Report after the Celtics beat the Bulls. Josue Pavone by my side, and in-season tournament, group play is done. Celtics made it by running up the score to as many as 35 in this one in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they did.
Playing starters, aggressively playing defense and scoring in transition, all the rest. It was a very strange scene in what was a blowout in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was different.
It was unique. It was fun, I thought. We talked about that in the last video, but it obviously led to a little bit of bad feelings after the game. And they were previewed before, Josue. Mm-hmm. Billy Donovan got asked about the fact that the Celtics were going to have to run it up here. And, you know, he said, you're going to have to talk to the league about that one. And, you know, he doesn't really have a firm take on it, but there was obviously some controversy because Toronto did it against Chicago as well, and DeMar DeRozan didn't like it and got ejected. So that happens again here tonight. Donovan approached Mazzulla during that fourth quarter to ask why he was doing what he was doing there, and Joe had to explain himself. They talked a little bit after the game as well. Joe apologizing to Andre Drummond for intentionally fouling him twice during that stretch. He, you know, went to talk to Drummond as well. I'm not sure if they actually ended up coming together. But that was his intent after the game, to go apologize to him, and said it on the podium as well. A couple other Celtics weren't happy that they had to do this as well. We'll get to that. But overall, I know you didn't love it, given the era you grew up in.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Boy, wait,
competition.
What? Yeah, okay. I was going to say, make that clear. I didn't like that part of it. The running up the score. I mean, look, this is what the NBA signed these guys up for. I mean, what do you expect them to do?
The players agreed to it, too.
Yeah, the players agreed to it. Yeah, and something I mentioned in the Celtics postgame show. I mean, the association, they all had to agree to this. And then to hear Jalen say what he said, it's just surprising. I mean, is it a PR move? I mean, is that?
I think so.
Are they trying to send the right message to the kids? If that's the case, then all right. I guess I understand.
The kids, no. I just think they have friends on the other side that they don't want to feel like they were insulting.
Okay, all right. Yeah, there's two sides to that. Well, you know what I mean by the kids. Like, maybe they don't want to say, like, hey, you know, this is not what the sport's all about.
I don't think that's it at
but
all.
But I just don't blame any team that's trying to compete and get themselves into the tournament.
Right? I mean, you had to do this.
That's the point. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. And I'm surprised, honestly, especially from someone like DeMar DeRozan, who's been in the league long enough, who has competed at a high level, wouldn't understand the magnitude or the reason behind it. I mean, this is what this whole tournament thing is about. And I think the Celtics, you're positioned yourself to go ahead and finish out the last few minutes up by 25 plus or 23 plus, whatever it is you needed to reach. If anything, if you're the Bulls, compete. Make sure that doesn't happen. And if it does, then you have something to work on from this point forward.
Well, they have their own problems, obviously.
Right. I just think this is like the, like, number 17 on the list of problems that's going on in Chicago.
Yeah, they've lost five straight, 8-10.
Come on, man. Like, I don't understand it. I really don't. And this is, again, for Donovan to say, like, oh, well, you have to ask the league, if this is his way of saying, like, he doesn't approve, I feel like it's too little too late at this point.
Here's Drew Holiday's reaction to having to run up the score.
I don't know. I guess maybe there's some things I don't agree with, but also know there's rules, and we also want to win. We want to make the tournament and have the best seat that we can. So I don't like it, but I understand it.
What part of it do you not like? Just kind of running up the score?
Yeah, running up the score. I get the point differential, but it just feels weird. Kind of like you're kind of disrespecting the game and your opponent. Especially when, I mean, obviously they do what they want. They didn't have their starters in. But, you know, it just, like I said, it feels weird, but I also understand it.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
So he didn't like it. Jaylen Brown didn't like it either. Said there's going to have to be some discussions over the offseason about where this goes.
You think they're going to pull Joe Mazzulla aside like tomorrow and be like, hey, man, we got to talk about what happened last night?
Well, Joe said the players want to go for him. Maybe it was the Luke's and...
everybody standing up, being like, man, that's 20% of my contract. Let's do it.
Ready for the $500,000.
Yeah, half a mil. Give me that.
Like, yeah, so there might have been some different takes. I think it was just Joe's decision. Yeah, someone turned to him. We saw it. Turned to the bench and put the starters back in when the Nets were up too late and the Celtics were right around 20-25 there. So I think that came from him, and we talked about that decision in our last video here. But as far as the point differential rule goes, which they had a problem with here, I think you keep that. I think it adds a unique element to these games. And then you're just going to have to find a way to make it not matter as much, because there clearly weren't enough games here. If you played every team in your group twice, there wouldn't have been a million ties, which is why this became so important. I mean, the Knicks had to run it up on the Hornets to clinch their spot tonight as well. And I'm sure that's going on in the West right now, too. So you're just going to have to tinker with this.
Keep
and obviously, no one cares about the $500,000 for the Celtics bench. You need to have more stakes, I think, for the fans. But they turned on this one. I told you. It went from earlier this week, fans of mine mentioned saying, who gives an F, this doesn't matter, to today saying, how do they get in?
And that's exactly, I think, what the NBA anticipated.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I don't think they expected the bad blood between the Timberwolves and the Warriors to unfold. But, I mean, is it bad that it did? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's an awful situation for the NBA, or at least between those two teams. But in terms of the competitive spirit, I mean, I guarantee you a lot of those Warriors and Timberwolves fans were paying a lot more attention now, right? I mean, especially with the season that Timberwolves will have him. So I think teams like that, it's beneficial because you're put into these competitive situations that you're not always faced with, you know, always fighting for a playoff spot, you know, so that's always interesting as well. But I think what naturally gets everyone into it is things like that. Teams running the score, or at least can the other team stop that team from doing that, which obviously wasn't the case here in Boston, but maybe it is, you know, between two other teams. And I think the closer we get to the championship, which would obviously be what the NBA is was banking on, that's when all the interest is going to be piled in. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if the ratings are higher than what the NBA anticipates, you know?
You made a great point, too. This is what it feels like to bet on the game.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, how many betting sports fans out there are way more into NBA right now as opposed to watching an NFL game on Thursday night, you know? There's a lot of benefits here for the league and its audience.
You know what the line was at halftime?
What?
22.5.
Jeez. Man.
And the Celtics end up winning by 27 tonight. That was on FanDuel. Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, you can get all the reaction in the game after. Drummond declined to comment. He was nice about it with us, but didn't want to talk about the free throw situation.
Work on those free throws, man.
Joe talked about the whole decision-making and how he was going to react to the sportsmanship. On CLNS Media, Jalen Drew's press is available there as well. And our first video talking about the game tonight on Celtics All Access. So subscribe over there. We're back Thursday at Celtics practice, and then Celtics Sixers on Friday before that in-season tournament opener at the Pacers. The single elimination tournament begins next week in Indiana before the winner moves on to Vegas. Again, Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning. This has been the...
You know, I've been looking for the best deal on Celtics tickets, and with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports festivals, and more. You can use my code DREAMERSPRO for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code DREAMERSPRO. Make sure you check the link in the description to download the app.